my patron had made an unpleasant impression on me.
But you decided to throw caution to the wind.
Quite so, Doctor. I caught the last train to Iford as arranged and got there shortly after 11. But there was no one else on the platform save a somewhat sleepy porter. Certainly no Colonel Lysander Stark. As I passed through the dimly lit wicket gate, however, I found my acquaintance of the morning waiting in the shadow upon the other side. Without a word, he grasped my arm and hurried me to a waiting carriage.
A carriage? One horse?
Yes.
Tired looking or fresh?
Fresh and glossy.
Thank you. I'm sorry to have interrupted. Pray continue.
We drove for at least an hour. It was only supposed to have been 7 miles, but from the rate that we seemed to go and the time that we took, I should think that it must have been nearer 12. All the time, Colonel Stark sat there in silence, and I was aware that he was looking at me with great intensity. I tried to see out of the windows, but they were made of frosted glass. And when we eventually arrived at the house, he pulled me straight from the carriage into the porch, and I failed to catch even the most fleeting glance of the property. The instant that I crossed the threshold, I heard the faint rattle of the wheels as the carriage was driven away. Then, as the door was slammed heavily behind us, I found myself standing apprehensively in the pitch dark of what I assumed to be some sort of hallway.
Just give me a moment, Heatherly. I can't seem to get this lamp. Ah, that's better.
Was geht hier
wohl? Hier ist die Tor zu.
Was ist denn das?
Das geht dich nichts an. Now, Mr. Heatherly, if you will be so kind as to wait in here, I shall not keep you long.
Colonel Stark placed the lamp on the table and then slipped quietly back into the hallway, shutting the door behind him. I walked across to the window, hoping I might catch some glimpse of the countryside, but a heavily barred oak shutter was folded across it. It was a wonderfully silent house. There was an old clock ticking loudly somewhere in the passage, but otherwise everything was deadly still. A vague feeling of uneasiness began to steal over me. Who were these German people? And what were they doing living in this strange, out-of-the-way place? And where was the place? I was 10 miles or so from Iford. That was all I knew. But whether north, south, east, or west, I had no idea. For that matter, Reading and possibly other large towns were within that radius, so the place might not be so secluded after all. Yet it was quite certain from the absolute stillness that we were in the country. I paced up and down the room, humming a tune under my breath to keep up my spirits and feeling that I was thoroughly earning my 50-guinea fee. Ein Forum in die Hydraulik. Metallverarbeitung. Colonel. Oh, I'm sorry. The woman was standing in the doorway, the darkness of the hall behind her, the yellow light from my lamp beating upon her eager and beautiful face. I could see at a glance that she was sick with fear, and the sight sent a chill to my own heart.
Shh, no noise.
But
please, you go. You'll not stay here. There is no good for you here.
But who are you, and what is this place?
Go quickly. No one stops you.
But I came here to do a job.
For love of heaven, get away before it is too late.
But I am somewhat headstrong by nature, and the more ready to engage in an affair when there is some obstacle in the way. I thought again of my 50-guinea fee, of my wearisome journey, and of the unpleasant night which seemed to be before me. Was it all to go for nothing? Why should I slink away without having carried out my commission, and without the payment which was my due? This woman might, for all I knew, be a monomaniac. But surely you must tell me.
I must hope this fellow knows his stuff.
I must not stay.
He would appear to be well qualified.
But who are you and what are you...
Right, let's have a word with him then.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Mr. Henry. This is Mr. Ferguson, my secretary and manager.
Pleased to meet you.
Adelaide.
We will take you up to see the machine now.
I'd better get my hat then.
No need. It's inside the house.
You dig full as earth in the house?
No. This is only where we compress it.
Compress it? But why should
we... Never mind all that. All we wish you to do is examine the machine and tell us where it is at fault. Come.
and holding the lamp, the colonel led the way up to the second floor. It was a labyrinth of an old house, with corridors.